Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. And through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. And when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun on that third verse. And through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead. On that last verse, let's sing it. Oh, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
There's nothing more beautiful than amazing grace. Did you know that? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace, and happy new year. Happy new year. Would you scream it back at me? Happy new year. And I want to tell you, the subject today goes right along with a happy new year. We're going to do a program on home, sweet home. Home, sweet home. Now, can you imagine? Can you imagine me doing a program that's more exciting than to do a program on home, sweet home? The biblical picture, the biblical covenant. Did you know that a home is so important in the Bible that God has made a covenant with the home, that God makes a covenant with the family? I can take you to the Old Testament, and I can take you to the New Testament. And I can give you the very word spoken by God the Father and God the Son that made it clear that God makes a covenant with a home. God makes a covenant with a family. And we're going to deal with that today. I'm going to give you a booklet written on this subject that nobody out there should fail to have a copy of. Everybody listening to me needs a copy of this booklet, Home, Sweet Home. All you got to do is pick up your phone call, give our ladies the address, a name and address, zip code, and we will send it to you free, a booklet on Home, Sweet Home. God's covenant with a family in a home. God's covenant with a family, a household. Oh, I want you to have it today. I really do. Again, imagine anything more wonderful than your home, your family. If you love your family, if your children love their home and their family, it will never depart them. They will never forget it. And nothing destroys a child like an unhealthy, unholy, undisciplined household, a family, a home life. It is destructive. It is destructive. It tears the lives of children all to pieces when they have a messed up home and a messed up family, and mother and daddy don't put it in order. I'm calling on mother and daddy today to listen to Reverend Chambers and put your family in order and put your household in order. Nothing I could encourage you to do that will have greater long-term implications than to have a home sweet home, a wonderful family, a sweetheart mom and dad, loving one another, faithful to one another, children that are taught the beauty of a home life. Listen, there's so many things about your home that I've already mentioned, like eating together. Does your family eat its meals together or their meals together? If you don't, you're cheating them out of one of the most wholesome times of their life. It's when they sit down with mom and dad and the siblings and have a meal together and just chat and talk and enjoy one another's information of the day and what they've done and how much they learned if they're in school and what daddy did on the job and what mama may have had to do on her job and just everything together, making home life enjoyable to your children, that they love it, that they can't wait. You know what I used to do? If we had company visiting my children, I would always say at supper time, now, we are so glad to have you visit our son and daughter, our sons and daughter, our daughters and son, two daughters. We're glad to have you, but it's supper time. And I know your family's looking for you to have supper with them, and I want to have supper with my children. I want to enjoy them. And so we just had our meals together, and they were wonderful, and nobody could cook better than Juanita. Woo! She was really something special, and just a great cook. In fact, I made her original chocolate pie yesterday for the first time I've ever made it. One of the best chocolate pies in the world. And I bought the lady here answering the phone for me a piece of that pie because it really is delicious. I'm almost as good as Mama. Not quite. I would never claim that. But your home, your family, that is an imperative and beautiful and marvelous time for your life and their life. And I'm encouraging today to start the new year with your family. Start the new year with your family. I'm telling you, you must do that. You must set that as one of the priorities of your life. Leave work on time, tell the boss man sorry, I'll come back after supper if you want me to. But I've got to go eat with my supper now. I know there can be a few exceptions to that, but make sure it's exceptions and not the rule of the game. And have supper, have the meal, lunch, breakfast too if you can, and dinner as often as possible. Do you know one thing I miss with my wife gone is Sunday dinner. Sunday dinner. I mean, those were highlight times, and I had to make myself quit going home anyway, even though Mom was not there. She was on the other shore. But, you know, it's just special. It's just wonderful, and I want you to learn this and make this a part of your life. Learn to take your children to bed at night. Learn to get on the knees and have an altar time with your children. Make sure you read the Bible together. Make sure you discuss scriptures that they may not understand. What a beautiful thing for Sunday lunch to have a time with the family and to discuss the wonderful parts of the sermon that day. The good thing. I don't mean eating the preacher for lunch now. Some people do that. They have preacher for lunch. No, I don't want you to have preacher for lunch. I want you to have the Bible for lunch and talk about the Bible and the wonderful truths of the Bible. Now, if you don't have a family that is solid, that is being trained rightly, that is having their time together, that is eating together, that's keeping the Sabbath day holy together, that's doing proper things that the Bible teaches the family to do, you are missing the grandest opportunity of your life. And I'm coming after you for it today now. I want you to say home, sweet home, 1,000 times over the next week. Home, sweet home. Say it with me, would you? Home, sweet home. What a place. What a beautiful thing to think about. What a beautiful thing to consider. I want you to have a home, sweet home. Woo! I really do. My passion is to help mamas and daddies change their lives and change their households and change their situation in their homes and set family together. Dads, if you make mama go to church without you going with her and the children, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, Dad. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. And mother, if you put your children on a bus and won't go to church with them, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Now, thank God for the bus. And I want the bus to continue, but I want you to get on the bus with her if you have to, if you don't have a vehicle, or take your children to church together and go together as a family. Keep the Sabbath day holy. Not a day to go to restaurants to eat. It's a day to eat together with the family and keep the Sabbath day holy. Oh, I hope you're hearing me, because I'm just being as honest as I know how to be. I'm not trying to come down on nobody. I'm trying to teach you some things that will change your life. And I can't do it without tears way back there in these eyes of mine, because it is so important. It is so imperative. Now, what I want to do is I want to show you first, and there's a lot to do today, but I want to show you that God has made a covenant with the family. God has made a covenant with the family. Now, the story of Abraham is where we must begin today. The book of Genesis, chapter 17. I want you to hear God talking to Abraham. This is the Lord. This is the pre-incarnate revelation of Jesus Christ, where he appeared before his death and before his birth and his death. He appeared to Abraham. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant. Thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore thou and thy seed. Now notice what he said. Thy seed. That's your children. That's your children, your seed. After thee in their generation. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed. Between me and you and thy family. Thy seed. S-E-E-D. Okay? You got that? After thee, even every man's child among you shall be circumcised. Now, we have circumcision in a spiritual form called sanctification. In the Old Testament, it was a physical form called circumcision. They both mean the same thing. The setting apart. The setting apart. Circumcision, sanctification. The setting apart. And every man's child among you shall be circumcised. And ye shall keep. Ye shall circumcise thy flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. A token of the covenant between God and Abraham and Abraham's seed. Now, that was a promise that didn't stop with Abraham. That went right on through the Bible. Right on through the Old Testament. And I can take you into the New Testament and show you what God says of Abraham's promise, that now we have that promise in Jesus Christ. We have that same promise. Now, I want to show you a picture here in the book of Luke, if you want to turn to it. The book of Luke. I'm trying to give you something that will affect your life. Go to chapter 19 of Luke. Let me read to you. And Jesus now is ministering to Zacchaeus, who climbed the sycamore tree. You remember that? Zacchaeus, who climbed the sycamore tree. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. Now, Jesus had gone home. Jesus had gone home with Zacchaeus after Zacchaeus had climbed the sycamore tree. And Zacchaeus was so determined to see Jesus. And this is a rich man. This was a tax collector. This is a well-known man. They must have laughed at him when they saw Zacchaeus up in the sycamore tree. He was a thief. He had robbed the people of their tax monies, overcharged them. He was a rascal. I'm telling you, he was something else. And he was longing to see Jesus. Something got a hold of his heart, and he longed to see Jesus. And he climbed the sycamore tree. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. Jesus went home with him. Could I tell you something, Dad? If you ever give your life to Jesus, he's going to go home with you. He's going to go home with you. You're going to take him home with you, I might ought to say, but same difference. He's going to go home with you, and it's going to turn your family upside down. Wouldn't it be something if 1,000 or so families, daddies, maybe mothers, would today decide to change your lifestyle and take your family for God and his kingdom and become the leader and become the father of mercies and graces under God to your family. Under God to your children. So God said to him, I'm going home with you today, and this day is salvation come to thy house. Notice he didn't say to you, Zacchaeus. He said to thy house. H-O-U-S-E. Do you get it? Thy house. So for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save. Oh, great. What a God we serve. What a Savior who come to seek and to save that which is lost. Daddy, if you're lost, the Son of God came to save you, to find you, to make a new person out of you, to turn your life upside down. Oh, I hope you'll hear me today. I hope you'll hear me. So there's a covenant that God made with Abraham in the Old Testament. God made with Zacchaeus in the New Testament. No question, no difference. Absolutely the same. Absolutely a covenant between God and a father and a mother. It begins with the father, but if the father's not there, it can go right next to the mother. No doubt about it. God will treat a faithful mother just like she will treat a faithful father. It's the daddy's duty to take that burden and to go first. But if he don't go, then mama, you go. And you be a faithful covenant maker with God and raise your children for the glory of the Lord. If you've got children already married and out of the home, you can claim them. And you must tell them the story and make sure they understand what you're doing. And then just wait on God. You can't force it. You can't use a stick to make it happen. You can't do it with griping and complaining and running your mouth. Never forget a lady called me one day on the radio, and she mouthed and she fussed, and I couldn't get her to slow up, and I finally screamed at her, would you stop a minute, lady? And she stopped. I said, ma'am, let me tell you something. If you talk to your children like you're talking to me, I don't blame them for not listening to you. They don't want to hear your fussing mouth. They don't want to hear your screaming at them. They don't want to hear all of this yakking that you're doing at them, because you're doing it at me and you probably do it at them. And I just laid it on her. I didn't know anything else to do. You know, I'm a plain spoken man. Always have been. Gets me in trouble, but the Lord always gets me out. Isn't that beautiful? Gets me in trouble, but because it comes from a heart that is just out to bless and help people, God always takes care of me and gets me out. Now, you understand this covenant. Now, there's so much more in this covenant that I am overwhelmed with it, but don't you ever forget those two scriptures, okay? They are wonderful. They are absolutely wonderful. Now, I am amazed at how many times in this Bible that God makes it plain that he keeps his covenants. God is a covenant-keeping God. Are you hearing me? God is a covenant-keeping God. No question, no ifs and no ands. Let me read you some scripture. He hath remembered his covenant forever. He hath remembered his covenant forever. The word which is committed to 1,000 generations. The word which is committed to 1,000 generations. Now, there's never yet been 1,000 generations in all of 6,000 years of human history. So you can understand clearly and plainly that covenant is just as real today, because it goes past anything we've ever had and anything yet to be, because it is to 1,000 generations. That's Psalm 105:8. Now, listen to this. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath remembered his covenant forever. He hath remembered his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. Holy and reverend is his name. He hath remembered his covenant forever. Now, God made it with Abraham. God made it with Zacchaeus. And God wants to make it with you. God has made a covenant with me for my family. I've got some lost, but it's only temporary. They will be brought into the covenant. They will be saved. They will come under the chastisement of the Lord. God will turn on the steam and turn on the pressure at his given time, and God will bring them around. I believe that with all of my heart. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath given meat to them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. Now that's Psalms, let me make sure I read it, 89:34. No, that's Psalms 111:5. 111:5 that I just read. Oh, these are wonderful. Do you get them? You got to get this booklet. I'm telling you, everybody right now, start calling this phone because it's going to be more than they can answer. Here's the number, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Our local number, 704-391-0588. You got to have this book about Home Sweet Home. You got to have this book about Home Sweet Home. I've got a whole notebook now that I'm making available the next month. It'll go out in our mail out, and it's a wonderful book about the family rebuilding the foundation of the home. Never offered it like this before. It's a notebook. It's nearly 200 pages, and this is 8.5 by 11 pages, so this is bigger than that book. It would equal at least a 300-page book. Everything in it I've written. And it's all biblical, solid, sound. I mean, right from the scripture, right out of the book. And you can order it today, $15. And it's a joy to make it available to you. And if you order it through the radio program, it will be no postage. No postage paid, okay? $15 postage paid. I want to help you. But I'll give you this booklet today, and it's one of the chapters. You get this as one of the chapters, and you'll know the kind of quality that's in this notebook. Because I'm just here to help change your life. I'm here to do good for you. Let me read you another scripture here. He hath given meat unto them. I read this a while ago. That fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. That's Psalms 111, verse 5. 111:5. Here's another. My enemies my covenant will I not break. My covenant will I not break. Now listen now. Nor alter the things that is gone out of my lips. I will not alter the things that are gone out of my lips. That's Psalms 89:34. Here's another. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. You see, God don't make a covenant and break it. God keeps his covenant. So stand on it. Count it so. And don't let nothing make you doubt it. Believe it. It's true. You can depend upon. One more scripture. Through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Now, Jesus has sealed this covenant with his blood. Can't be broken. Cannot be altered. Cannot be forgotten. Absolutely dependable. You can stand on it till the world folds up and goes into the future. I'm telling you, God keeps his covenant. Now, there's so much there, and I want to open the lines for you because I want to hear you talking about the wonderful idea of the home. Home, sweet home. How many of you out there can say to me, I love my home. I love my family. Mama, my sweetheart is in heaven. And I have our big old country home all by myself. But I'm enjoying it. And I don't plan to move nowhere else. I got plenty of room. I can run from myself if I get aggravated with myself. And sometimes I do. I run from myself because I don't have mama to run from and didn't have to run from her. No, 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 no. I'm telling you, these things are beautiful, and they're exciting. And I think I can come to you with a greater love than ever because of the absence of Juanita. I think I have a different perspective, a more mature and a more everlasting perspective because of what we're dealing with and how absolute imperative the things I'm saying to you are. Then there's so many scriptures. There's so much in this Bible. There's so much to talk about. But I've got some things I want to talk about as you call. Now, the number for you to call to get this booklet, it's a free booklet. Free booklet, Home Sweet Home. And please don't be without it. Please call to get it. And I want some calls for me now. And they'll let me know when you call me. You can call and get the booklet and not even talk to me. You don't have to talk to me. They'll take care of that with you. But if you want to talk on the broadcast, I would like to have some testimonials. I would like to have some people who maybe had a child that went astray for years and you kept holding on to God's covenant. And now God's brought them home. Oh, I've heard so many stories of people coming back to God and their family after 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, sometime even longer than that. My wife died in September praying for her family that had gone astray. I mean, she believed with all her heart in her death that God was answering her. And I'm telling you, it all hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen. It's got to happen. And I'm standing on it. And I'm not going to let an iota of it depart from me. I'm going to believe and I'm going to squall in prayer until it happens. I'm not just going to say it's going to happen. I'm going to pray and stay before God believing and let God help me understand that. Now, while you're calling, I want some questions. I want some antidotes for others. I want some testimonials. I just want anything that you like to say about Home Sweet Home. Anybody out there, grab your phone. Don't wait around. Let's get with it. I know it's New Year's, first Saturday of the new year, and I know people are still sometimes off, you know, celebrating the new year. I don't know how many. I think it's time for you to go to work and get back to your normal. I can't stand those times. I'm always proud to get back to the normal. I'm proud to get back full time, get my teachers back here in the school, and get back in all the regular church services, and everything moving soundly again. So it should be back there, and I want to hear from you. So grab your phone, okay? Let me make sure. I want you calling. The lines may be open. I don't know whether any calls have come or not, but here's the number. Call right now. Please don't put this off. I want you to get on the phones, and I'm going to put the numbers up for just a moment, and I'm not going to leave them long. If you want them, you got to write them down. 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. Grab your phone right now. And call. Write them down if you're afraid you're going to forget them. I'm giving you time to write them down. And then I want to talk about the family. I want to talk with you about the family. I don't want to just run my mouth at you. I want to listen to you and answer questions that you may have. And I want us to prove to everybody out there that God wants you to be part of His covenant for the family. He wants to save your boys and your girls, your sons and your daughters. Now, there's some things I'm going to talk about that are pretty plain. Are you willing to listen? Are you willing to listen? Are you willing to listen? Your children must be so trained and so cared for, and your home must be so solid that your children love home better than they love anywhere else in the world other than maybe church. Okay, to love church equal with the home. In fact, you should love church equal with the home. But I must say that nothing is more important than that home. If you will have a home that your children love, it can't be fussy. It's got to be regular meals. It's got to be good food. It can't be always running down to Hardee's or to McDonald's or to Bojangles. It ought to be good, solid meals that mama helps prepare. The kids, as they get older, will help prepare it. They learn to cook. They learn to make biscuits. They learn to make, chicken dumplings. They learn to do all these exciting things. You make home exciting, and your children will love home better than they love the neighbor's home. If your children love the neighbor's home better than yours, you already in trouble. You already in trouble. You already misguiding something. See, a family needs family time. No family should have too much company. No family should have too much company. Too much company is terrible for a family. I'm here to tell you right now. And so don't you hang out at somebody's house all the time. And don't let nobody hang out at your house all the time. And make sure you have a family life with your children. A family life when y'all do things together. Your children must love home. And if they don't, you find out why. Sit down with them. Why don't you love home? Tell me and we'll do something about it. You start making those meals good. You start being happy. You start with dad playing with the kids on the floor. Oh, I used to love playing on the floor with my children. And now I love it with my great-grands. Been down to see Tiffany. And she's got two. And boy, I sit on the floor. And I go to her house. I don't even get on the couch. I don't even sit down on the couch. I go straight to the floor. And I sit right there. The whole time I'm there, I'm on the floor. Loving those children, playing with them, loving them, loving them. I'm telling you, there's nothing like it, like loving your great grands. Did you hear me? And I don't just have grands no more. I got great grands, and I don't want to stay around long enough for them great grands to have children. That'd be about 15, 20 years, and I don't have no desire for that. Not at all. But I want you to learn to love your family. That is so imperative that you learn to love your family and learn to do things with them. I remember when my two girls, I'd get in the bed and be under the cover, and they'd come and get one on one side of me and one on the other. They on top of the cover, of course, because we knew what being decent and modest was. And that's very important to keep a home so pure and so pure that nobody can ever question that your home is pure. Oh, I'm telling you, folks, that's important. That's imperative. And you dads that dare go off and hang out with other women, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Sorry, rascal, you're going out and fornicating and treating your family like that. I hope you'll do something about that. It's terrible. And wives are doing it today also. Can you believe that? That wives today are doing the same thing that men used to only do. Oh, friends, help me. Make your home a place that your kids love. Have I got that through with all my might? Have I got that through with all my might? Hey, I'm waiting on your calls now. You got to have this booklet. You've got to have this booklet, Home Sweet Home. Don't you be lazy, too lazy to call and get a copy of that. You don't have to talk to me. We got ladies here to take care of you. Call quickly. 1-800. Now, I want questions. I want your statements. I want your testimonials. I want something sweet and wonderful that's happened. Now, let's go on. Children and young people are happy with a solid home with guidelines and discipline. Children are happy with a solid home and guidelines. Children need guidelines. How do you fill up on a highway in the mountains where there's no guide along the side of the road and you could just run off and kill everybody? You want some guidelines. You want something to protect you. That's what children want. Children want good, reasonable rules. They want reasonable discipline in the home. That's fair to everybody. That's never hard and cutting. That just simply lays out the real things that's important. And it is so beautiful. So beautiful. And you are on the air. And may I help you, please?
Yeah, I can remember so much. And I was raised in the 60s and the 70s. And I remember the family. I remember sitting at the table. And we would suck a chicken leg because you weren't going to waste any food. I mean, we ate the whole chicken. And I can remember things like that on Sunday afternoons, eating chicken and gravy and being with the family. I remember every night, my daddy, there was three of us, me and my two sisters, he would make sure we all said goodnight, one at a time, to mama and her daddy. That way, we're saying that we love each other in case the house caught on fire, Jesus came. You know, we always did that. Sometimes we would get a little stubborn and didn't want to say it, but before the night, before we closed our eyes, we'd end up saying, good night, dear. Good night, Mama.
Yeah, always a good hug. Always a good kiss. Nothing, listen to me, nothing is sweeter for kids than a daddy that hugs them and knows how to say, son, I love you. Daughter, I love you. Woo! I can't even talk about those things without shaking me up because they're so beautiful and they're so important.
Okay, now that's the positive. I ended up, you know, coming from a broken home. My mother and daddy divorced in the late 60s. And
oh.
a lot of things changed, and I hate to bring this up, but I went to prison. But in prison, I noticed, this was coming.
In prison?
I would say one out of every 20 inmates, this is my guess, one out of every 20 inmates come from a broken home because their mama and daddy didn't stay together. And even those that had even went to church before or was raised in church, the grandma took them or whatever, the broken home is devastating to children.
A broken home. Everybody hear that. A broken home. It's devastating to children.
Yes. It changes the whole outlook of life, the destiny of what they could have become or where they could have been. It's just devastating. I mean, that's one thing about the Catholic Church I can agree with on their, they don't agree on divorce. And divorce, well, the Bible teaches so much about it. God is not... he doesn't agree to divorce. He's not happy with divorce. He don't want divorce. That was out of the hardness of the hearts. Moses gave them that law. Divorce is not a commandment. It's a choice that people make, and it's the wrong choice.
Yeah. Okay, that's good stuff, sir.
Okay, I love you, brother.
I love you, and thank you for calling. I hope many others will call and share their feelings. Now, you ought to call and get involved in this discussion and help me get to everybody listening to this program on Facebook or Internet or radio. I may hear it on a tape, and you see it's archived for weeks and months to come on both Facebook and the Internet. All you got to do is go to paulcreek.org, and this sermon and even this booklet that I'm giving you is on Internet, the whole booklet, every bit of it. And so you can get this material and get into it and let it change your life. It's full of the Bible. It's actually full of the Bible, because everything I preach and teach is from the Bible. From the Bible. Now, while you're calling, they'll answer the phone and put me right in, and we'll talk about it. But I want you to, did you hear what that man out of prison now? Been in prison. He's got right with God. He's wonderfully saved. He's a new creature. I mean, a new man. It's beautiful to see how God's changed that man. And he knew in prison, 19 out of 20 out of those inmates had broken homes. 19 out of 20. His perspective had broken homes, and I think he's right. I don't think there's any question. Broken homes is doing more devastation to America than anything on the face of this earth. It is horrible. If you knew what you was doing to your children. Now, what is scary is you dads who broke your home and made a mess out of your family, you're going to answer to God. You're going to pay the piper at the end of the road. You're going to answer to God for breaking up your home and being dishonest with your wife, being dishonest with your children, and turning your family, a household, into a disaster instead of a well-schemed, well-planned, Bible-oriented, godly family, serving God, keeping the covenant, letting God keep the covenant. It's really wonderful. So children and young people are happy in a disciplined home. A home with rules and guidelines and regulations. They feel secure in a home like that. Now, those rules have got to be reasonable. They got to be honest. Everybody's got to be treated the same. You can't love one son over another son, or one daughter over another daughter, or one sibling over the rest of the siblings. Nothing destroys people like being the spoiled one of a family. And I can't say much. I was a spoiled rotten. But I still got those good whippings I need. Dad tore my hide up. He'd send me to the peach tree. You ever been to a peach tree? They get one of them big, long limber, what is it? Limbs off of a peach tree, and Dad wraps that thing around your legs about 22 times, and you feel like you've been whipped, because you have been whipped, but you'll be different the next day. They were good for me. I needed more than I got, to be real honest with you. But Dad gave me enough to change my life and to get me thinking right, and I thank God for that. Now, young people have a heart for God. Young people are born. Did you know that children are born with a heart for God? Now, there's an exception occasionally, but I believe it's usually because of some evil, some wickedness, some darkness in that home. But normally they have a heart for God. All you got to do is give them a chance. Keep them from mess and impurities. That's why they don't need to be in public school. It's because public school is godless. Do you hear me? Godless. Godless. Do you say that? Godless. Oh, I remember when almost every Christian wanted their kids in the Christian school, and now they're too compromised to want their kids in the Christian school. They'd rather have that money to buy a second home at the beach, or to buy a bigger car, or to get a bigger mansion to live in, instead of raising their children for God and the fear of God. And I say, shame on you. Shame on you if you'd rather put your money in fancy things than in a good education. Now, young people, have a heart for God. All you got to do is give them the right atmosphere. Now, you got to hear this. Oh, this is powerful stuff. Young people, children, have a heart for God. All you got to do is give them the right atmosphere for that to develop in. I mean, don't allow anything in that home that tears that down, that destroys that. Mess on television, mess on internet, mess on Facebook, mess on any social media, games that are full of the devil, games that are evil, that are wicked, that have no spiritual value. They don't need to be in your home, my friend. You want to set an atmosphere that your children will be nurtured and guided in family life and in biblical living. Biblical living. Now, a loving father and a loving mother that is committed to hugging. Listen to that word, hugging. I like that word. Great day. I've always loved children. Anybody that knows me as a pastor knows I've always loved children. I try. Now, I fail, I know, a few times, and I can't keep up with it because it's not something I do because I want somebody to know it. But when I'm dealing with little children, I usually get on my knees so I'm down on their level and show them I love them. And normally children love me, and I am proud of that. I don't deserve it. I don't claim it as some virtue that I have. I claim it as a virtue God's given me to love children and to treat them loving and kind. And mamas and dads, learn to hug your children. Let them know you love them. If a father will hug his girls right in a kind, modest way and do it with great affection, I promise you they won't run off after some long-haired hippie and wind up in a marriage that's hell on earth. They won't do it if dad will do right, if dad will do his job. Daddies, listen to me. Love those kids. Mama, listen to me. Love those kids. Make sure they know the wonderful joy of a loving, sweetheart family. It is so many homes that are such a disaster. My heart breaks for you, friends. If your home is a disaster, my heart breaks for you. I cry out to you with everything in me. Turn your home upside down for Christ and for God and for God. Now watch out this internet. Watch out these television programs that are godless and full of evil and full of selfishness. You see, we live in a world that believes. Listen to me now. We live in a world. I'm sorry about this old cord. We live in a world that is teaching relativism. That means nothing is right and nothing is wrong. Everything is your choice. Hey, I got something I got to read to you. I really have. I'm about to forget it here, but I don't want to. Have you ever read that book that's called A Chicken Soup for the Soul? Chicken Soup for the Soul. There are thousands of books of the same nature that teach godless things. I want to read you an excerpt from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Your children are not your children. They are the souls and daughters of life's longing for itself. They're the sons and daughters of life longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. Did you hear that? They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. And though they're with you, they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts. You idiots, you. I'm talking about the writers of this book and other books similar. They're idiots. They're Christ haters. They're demonic. They're full of Satan. They're full of wickedness. They're full of evil. I'm here to tell you, anybody who writes something like that is an absolute moron. An absolute moron. They don't have bat sense. Am I making that plain? I hope I am. And though they are with you, this is your children, they do not belong to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts. Oh, how stupid. for they have their own thoughts. Yes, children have their own thoughts. Comes from a sin nature called the Adamic nature. And it comes out of the lostness of their soul when they are born. And those are the things they are actually defending. They're defending the Adam nature that everybody is born with. And that's why you must be born again. You've got to be made a new creature in Christ because you're born with that nature. And these morons will teach your children this. The schools are full of it. The magazines and newspapers and all kinds of material is full of it. It's the very reason they hate Donald Trump with a passion. They hate him because he's trying to turn some of this mess around and trying to bring us back to some common sense. And boy, does the devil's crowd hate it. With all the another sentence here, you may house their body, but not their souls. You may house their body. Keep them in your house, but don't give them your soul. Well, if you know what's good for you, if you know what God's going to expect out of you, and if you know how God's going to judge you, you'll tell these morons, you're not going to lead my home. You're not going to lead my family. I'm going to lead my family for God and for Christ. You must understand this. You may house their bodies, but not their souls. Chicken Soup for the Soul, page 119. Page 119, if you want to go read it, should you have that book, and then you ought to burn it. When you get through documenting what I just read to you. Hey, friend, we're dealing with a world that's after your children. They're after your children because the world belongs to Satan. Satan is the god of this world. Satan is the god of this world. But you are part of God's family. So turn it around in your home and be a person dedicated. Every kind of evil thing. Even Facebook is full of garbage. I'm always erasing something off of my Facebook. I even go on and find people that are good people that I quit following them because they say stupid things. They say ridiculous things. They put up ridiculous pictures. I cannot stand people that put up pictures that are kind of, they are, what's the right word? They're sensuous. They're sensuous. Don't put up a sensuous picture. If you do, I'm going to erase it. I don't care how much I care about you. I don't care how important you are. You'll get erased by this man because I don't want being part of it. I'm not going to be part of it. It's just that simple. Now, nothing is more beautiful. Nothing is more beautiful than a family attending church together. A good Bible-centered church. A church where Jesus is real. For his grace is real. Now, I've got 18 minutes, and I want every one of them to be in calls from you. So get on your phone right now. Don't wait. Get on your phone and call me, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. The toll-free number, that is the toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. The local, 704-391-0588. The local. 704-391-0588. I'm amazed. I don't know how many have ordered this booklet. I have no way of knowing sitting here. But if you haven't, you are very careless. And you don't really care about these kind of... Maybe you already have a godly home. Then you don't need it. That could be true. And I'll understand that. But otherwise, I want to help you. And I want to guide you. And I want to help your family. I'm passionate about this. I am passionate about this. And I hope I'm making that plain. So let me hear from you now. I want you to call these last minutes, nearly by 16. I want to use every minute of it with you on the phone. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Now, I want to hear some testimonials. My family has been raised right, and every one of my children are serving God. Every one of them on their way to heaven. Oh, how many of you have a home like that? There's not many of them today. I mean, the world is after your children. The world is after your young people. You go off to these colleges and universities, and they are besieged with garbage. I mean garbage, just like the chicken soup for the soul. They're besieged with that garbage. And they are affected in many cases eternally. They may never come back. If mom and daddy don't carry this burden, you are the choice. You are the source. You are the hope that your child has not to spend eternity in hell. Can you imagine the generation we are now watching? Will the majority of them spend eternity in hell? Does that scare you? Does that shake you to the foundation? Does that awake you? Oh, you say they gave their heart to Jesus when they're young. They're okay. No, no, no. If they're not serving God now, the Bible says the pure in heart, they shall see God. Don't you believe in that. Don't you trust in that. You make sure they're serving God now. And don't give up until they are. And carry the burden of it with all your heart. Now, have you said home, sweet home a few times with me today? Home, sweet home. And could I add to that, powerful church. Those two factors will make sure your eternity is good and wonderful and your family are there with you. A home sweet home and a church, powerful church. Home sweet home and a church, powerful church. Now, I'm waiting on your calls. I want to hear them. I want to talk with you. I want your testimonials. I want your questions. If I can help you with a question about your family, I will love it. You know what I think? I think almost every one of you sitting out there know I'm telling you the truth. You know that I'm on target today. You know that I couldn't be plainer and I couldn't be more right. I am right on to the core, to the core. Protect your house. Make sure it's a pure place. Love your children. Eat your meals together. Quit bringing, always bringing in this bought stuff. Stand up for your family. Be a family that's godless and pure. Now, I want calls, so grab your phone. Every one of you, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. You are on the air, and may I help you, please? Hello?
Hi, I just have a few questions.
Now, you need to talk right in the phone. I'm not getting any information from you, dear lady. Go ahead, please. Go ahead, please. All right, somebody called me. I'm sorry. This person froze, I guess. I'm not sure what happened. But I do want you. I do want you, and I want to be a blessing to you, okay? It'll be my delight and my joy to be a blessing to you. I have no other interest. I believe they're still there. Let me try again. You on the air. May I help you, please? All right, it's gone. Call quickly. I want to hear from you. I'm here to tell you, we will say the things we best know and understand from this Bible. God has made a covenant. Did you hear me at the beginning? I read to you the covenant God made with Abraham. That was in the Old Testament. Then I read for you the covenant God made with Zacchaeus, and that's in the New Testament. I want you to be part of that covenant. You on the air now. May I help you, please?
Yes. I want to say to you, thank you for what you're speaking. It's the truth. My testimony, how the Lord got a hold of me, is I had my up and down living in adultery. And one night I went to bed, and a shadow came in my bedroom and got one really deep voice, and I knew right away who it was. I pleaded the blood of Jesus, so I said, and then he took me into this raging water, tried to drown me, tried to kill me that way. And with the battle that I went through, going through that water, the Lord brought me out into calm water. But as I came out of that water, I was holding the hand of a little boy. So I was walking up, and it was real light and bright on the beach. It's the beach. And we were walking towards, there's a man and a woman standing on each side of a cabin. And as we were walking up toward that cabin, they disappeared. I don't understand that part.
Let's don't go any further now because we don't understand. Did you come to Christ through that?
Yes, I did.
And now you're raising your family for the Lord?
Well, my kids are all raised and married.
But you're still claiming them, aren't you?
I'm praying for them and I'm claiming for them. I went to my pastor and I said, Pastor Barney, I said, my kids, they were raised in church. We had family worship, read the Bible, ate together. I was a single mom, and it upset me the way my boys has gone, and I felt that it was like my fault, you know, my fault. And he told me they made their choice. They have a choice, either to serve the Lord or the devil.
Now let me help you with that. If you will pray, God can change that choice. And you don't give up on them because they made a choice to serve the devil. Most kids do make that choice at some time if they get careless. And then you've got to turn them around so you carry the burden for them, okay?
Yeah, and another thing I want to say is that more pastors, more in these churches that I live here in North Carolina, I've visited a bunch of them, and they need more preachers preaching what you're preaching today.
Yeah, I thank you for that. You're right. We need preachers who are preaching what I'm preaching today. And I pray that it'll get a hold of a lot of people. And that's what this booklet is. This booklet will give any preacher at least two sermons that he can preach on the family right out of that booklet. And I don't want my name named. I just want them to preach these sermons and get their families back to God. Thank you, lady. God bless your sweet heart. Now, call us quickly, would you? I want to hear from you, every one of you. I don't have but 8 or 9 minutes, but I've got time for 3 or 4 calls to talk about the family and talk about people that lady has turned around. Isn't that beautiful? She'd got away from it, but she's back to it, and now she's got to reach her family, and it won't be easy. She may have to fast and pray half of her rest of her life. And if it takes that, that's okay. I'm preaching tomorrow on the gift of tears. The gift of tears. T-E-A-R-S. I preached that last Sunday night, but at another church, but this will be a different sermon. Some of my people heard it. But I'm preaching in the morning on the gift of tears. And I believe God's going to help me say some things that are going to get some families winning their children back to God. It's going to take some tears. It's going to take some weeping. For the first time in my life, I called a member of my family this week and had to hang up the phone because I was squalling so bad. I was crying so bad. That's okay. I don't mind a bit. God will help me. I'm going to weep and sob until all of my children and grandchildren are full of the Holy Ghost and walking with Jesus. And I want you to do the same. Now, got time for another call or two. I want you to call and get this booklet. If you don't get this booklet, I'm telling you, you need it. Now, I know it's on the internet. You can go to paulcreek.org, P-A-W. Now, Paul Creek, not Paul like P-A-U-L, but Paul like a cat paw. P-A-W-C-R-E-E-K.org. And you can get this whole booklet. It'll be there in about an hour or less, really less than an hour. And it'll be available for you to read, every bit of it. But you can order it and have a copy of it, put it in your Bible. You can read on it until you get it all read. You can then give it to your pastor. You can make copies of it and give it to everybody in your Sunday school class. I don't care what you do to get it to 1,000 people with me, but I'll be happy with it. Because all I'm out is to get the truth to people and to be a blessing to you. Now, the family. What a picture to be part of a biblical family, a godly family. A family that belongs to Christ. I love nothing better than a family that belongs to Christ. Now, there's so many scriptures here. I want to read a couple of verses while I'm waiting on your calls. 704-391. I'm going to put a number here again. I hate to do this because it gets in front of my face, and I don't like to have to look through those numbers to see you. But I want you to call right now. The ladies are standing by. Listen to this. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that calleth him, that appointed him, even as Moses was faithful in all his house. Notice that Moses was faithful in all his house. I want to close by talking about faithfulness in your house. Dad, I'm putting you on notice. I want you to become faithful in your house. If you've not been attending church tomorrow, don't wait till Sunday week, tomorrow, be in the house of God. I've got dads in our family who don't come with mothers, and mothers have to come and bring their children. Dad, shame on you. What is wrong with you? How do you even dare be a dad and not take responsibility for those offsprings that you beget? You are responsible for being the father of those children. So get on your stick here and be a man. Don't be a kid. Don't be a spoiled brat. Don't be a selfish creature. Don't be lazy, but get busy for God and for your family and give your family the best you've got, okay? I cry to you for that. I literally cry out to you for that because I care that much about you. Now, mothers, if ever you have given yourself, you may have to make less money. Quit working two jobs. Quit allowing the boss man to make you work 50 and 60 and 70 hours a week. You say, I'll work for you 40 hours, but my family's got to have me. I've got to cook suppers. I've got to have good meals. And I've got to be a faithful wife and a faithful mother. Get with being faithful. Have a home sweet home. A home sweet home. Oh, what words. There's music in those words. Home sweet home. There's music in those words, and I want them to just consume you. I want them to get a hold of you. I want you to understand that God's made a covenant with a family that will make a covenant back with Him. God can't make a covenant with you if you don't agree to be part of it. God cannot impose a covenant on you. You must give yourself to the covenant. God's already made the promise. It's unalterable. It's unfailing. It's absolute. You don't have to worry about it. You just join the covenant. You just give yourself to your side of the covenant. You surrender yourself to Christ. You be His, and God will keep His promise. Are you listening to me? You be His, and God will keep His promise. I love you, friends. I love you special. I love you with all my heart. I'm committed to my friends all over the world. Facebook has heard all the way to Australia. All kinds of places. Nowhere on the face of this earth where internet has gone that this is not going. So, it's big time stuff. It's big time material. And God's helping me to communicate. You be a part of it. You help me. I need 1,000 partners this year that will be a part of the financial responsibility of media, of media ministry. You become a part of it. So we can upgrade things and do a better job and do more. We promise you money will not be used here to fatten my salary. I don't want it. I want to count for Jesus. I'm in my last chapter, friend. 82 on the 19th. That's Friday week. Friday week. I'll be 82. I love it. I love it. I can't wait to go over on the other side. I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Hallelujah. I'm not scared of death at all. I'm just thinking of the joyous occasion. I was with some friends the other day, and I was eating salt. And they said, you need to quit eating salt. You're shortening your life. I said, don't scare me with shortening my life. I'm ready to go. I'm in it, too. But I'm still going to be right. I'm going to do decent. I'm not going to eat like a pig. I'm not going to be unfaithful in the things of the Lord. But I'm calling on you to have a happy home, a home sweet home. A home sweet home. How many of you will raise your hands out there, both of them, and say with me, I dedicate my life to a home sweet home. I dedicate my life to a home sweet home. We're going to make our home a happy place, a holy place, a faithful place, a pure place. Are you listening to me? We're going to make our home the kind of place it ought to be. We're not going to let one member of our family go to hell. We're going to pray and seek God until they get right with God, until they're saved. Until the blood is applied. Until they're full of the Holy Spirit. That's what I'm doing. Oh, I'm doing it with all my heart. And believe me, there's going to be changes. Can't wait. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it. Hallelujah. What a God we serve. What a God we serve. It's been a joy. I brought you good stuff today. I really have. I've said the things to you that you need to hear. I've said the things to you that you need to hear. Now remember, I'm preaching in the morning on the gift of tears. The gift of tears. Jeremiah said, oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I may weep day and night for the slain of my daughters, the daughters of my people. God bless you. I love you. You're important to me. I pray by the grace of God that you will serve Him, the Lord, and do His will with all your heart. I mean, be His property, and He will be yours, and He will take care of you, and He will love you. I love you now. Let me try to get some music going here. God bless your heart. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. I don't know why I got music or not. I'm waiting on it. Come on here, John.
I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine.